All right, everyone. You probably heard of Julian Smith's Malk. That's what I'm going to be doing. Malk just with narrating. So, hope you like it. I might throw in my own little kinks here and there. So, here we go. Josh opened the fridge. "Hey, Don, have anything to drink?" they said to their black friend. "Yeah, man, in the fridge." "Hey, Josh, pour me a glass of milk." "They don't have any milk, I'm gonna get you some milk," said Josh. "Jonathan, that's what he just said." "Random dude that looked like a nerd." "Yeah, I just want some milk." "No, you're saying it wrong. You're saying milk, you know? Like it's a disease or something." "How do you say it?" said Don. "I'm saying it the way I want to say it. Milk, am I okay?" said Josh.
"Right, like 2%.
"Yeah, whole milk."
No, say milkshake."
"Milkshake?
Okay,
now say milk."
"Milk." "Jonathan, are you hearing this?"
"Yeah."
"The man wants to go some milk."
"Milk?
Give him the milk, Josh!"
Jonathan's father walked in. "Jonathan, inside for us, please."
"Sorry, Dad.
My white friends." Don's father, who was also white, walked away.
"Josh, pour me a glass of milk."
"Why are you yelling at me?"
"Just give him the freaking milk. You guys are saying the same thing. We're all saying milk, Josh." "No, you're saying milk, and Don over there is saying milk."
They started yelling,
"Milk! Milk!
Milk!
Milk!"
Pulling out a pistol, Jonathan and the nerd looked at Josh in horror as Josh held the pistol up to his head saying,
"Shut up! Shut up!"
They both lowered their pistol too.
"But put down, man. Don't do it, Josh. You're gonna shoot me if I shoot myself? That doesn't make any sense."
They looked at each other, considering that, and they held the guns up to their own head.
"Josh, put it down! Put the gun down! Push your guns away! Just put it down now, man! I'm gonna kill myself over this!"
he said, half confused and half completely angry because he's a psychopath. That's when the nurse said,
"You're like a brother to me! Your hand's like a brother to me!"
They screamed and cried,
"Ah!"
And then it turned out it was just a phone call. As one of them said, I think it was Josh, saying, "And then after that, we pulled the trigger. All of us." The nerdy kid, who turned name to be out Julian, said,
"No, we're not filming something like that."
"But why not?
It's so dark. I don't know."
As he was putting his own cat in the oven, alive. And he said,
No, you stay in there.
"Look, Josh, I'll call you back, man. I'm real busy."
"Alright, let's see. Set oven on the highest setting for cat casserole for 3 minutes.
Then all of a sudden, Josh called Donovan and said, "Didn't it be too dark?"
"Dude, Nightmare on Elm Street isn't even that dark."
"How would you know that?"
"I don't. I'm just guessing."
"That's her point. Alright, fine. I'll film with my sister then." Later on that day, Josh realized this the hard way, that he didn't lose his gun. Or he did lose his gun, and he didn't take out the bullets. "We are here to bid well to Josh, and to commit him to the hands of God. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and assure us some hope of resurrection and eternal life. Amen." Then they heard mumbling, "What?
That was a Nerf gun."
"Oh. Josh, be quiet. You're interrupting your own funeral. Oh, sorry. And yeah, that's the end of that story. Now, there's also one called, With Child, I want to do. For real. Sir Henry approached King Arthur with joyous news. This is the story to you. Taya!
Yes?
It's about the queen.
What about the queen?
She is with child.
Yeah?
Well, not yet, sire. These things take time.
Whose child is she with?
Yours, my lord. I don't have a child, Sir Henry. I know, that's what I'm here to tell you.
The battlefield is no place for a child. Have them both escorted back to the castle immediately.
But they're not here at the battlefield, my lord.
Then why would you tell me they were?
I didn't, your majesty. I said the queen was with child.
Oh, I see. And where is my beloved wife?
Well, she's at banquet,
celebrating the child. Celebrating? And before that?
At least she's having a nap.
With the child?
Naturally, my lord.
Tell me something, Henry, be honest. Is the child male?
Oh, it's too soon to know the gender yet, my lord, but the queen hopes to be a boy.
And you say in my absence, the queen's doing everything with the young lad?
I suppose you could say that, my lord.
Do you talk about it, then?
Well, the queen tells the child one day he'll take your place as king.
As king, you say? Heresy. I want this child executed at once.
But he's not here at the battlefield, my lord.
As previously stated, the battlefield is no place for children. Keep them away. Or better yet, let them come. I'll have the child executed at once.
But don't you want to see him, my lord?
No, I don't want to see the brute. I chills thinking about it.
But sire,
don't you but sire me. How long till the boy's here?
It takes about 9 months.
It doesn't take 9 months. We just were down here last night.
Besides, I can't even wait that long. He may have overthrown my entire kingdom by then.
Wait a minute. What day is it?
I believe it's a Tuesday, my lord.
It's not of a first, is it?
No, my lord. I hate of a first.
I know.
Very well, my orders go as follows. You will wait 9 months. Once the boy arrives, he shall be executed publicly.
Publicly? Publicly.
But don't you see him first?
No, as I said before, I don't want to see that brute. I have chills thinking about it.
But what should I tell the queen? Don't worry about the queen. 9 months from now, her mind will be on other matters.
Didn't I tell you?
We found out yesterday that she is expecting.
Expecting what, pray tell?
It's a child, sir. A child. Whose child will she be expecting?
For the last time, we're getting a new horse.
He's on a diet, sire.
And that's the end of part two. Now, part three. This one is called Hot Kool-Aid.
Nathan was in the kitchen, reading a book and drinking a glass of milk. That's when Julian walked in.
Morning, brother.
Hello, brother.
I'm making a pot of Kool-Aid,
said Julian.
You don't make a pot of Kool-Aid,
said Nathan.
Well, I did.
Is it hot?
Maybe, maybe not.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hot Kool-Aid?
Well, if you want some, you like.
No, I'm not thirsty.
Brother, I'm not gonna drink it, Julian.
I made this for you.
No.
Drink this.
No. I want you to drink this. I'm not drinking it. Drink this right now and pour on the floor out. I'm gonna blame it on you. Oh yeah, real mature. I made this for you.
Oh, why don't you grow up?
I did it. Because I love you!
Well, I'm not gonna drink it.
I hate you!
There's only here anymore. Brother, try this. Brother, try that. What was it? Cinnamon toast and, what was it? Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise!
It was a good idea. Did you make a single pound?
I made a pound of cinnamon toast with mayonnaise. Don't forget Rockman Tabasco, right?
What was it, like 3 hospitalized?
Yeah.
3 women hospitalized. All with children. You drink this right now!
Drink your own hot Kool-Aid.
There's so much left of it. What are we gonna do with those hot Kool-Aid? Drink it. Now!
Yes.
Now! Brother!
Yes? Please, drink my hot Kool-Aid.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna drink some. I like it. It's not bad. And then in July, the hottest day of summer, he sits in the front lawn with nothing on at all except a bathrobe. Nothing over it and nothing underneath. So he's technically like butt naked besides the... He's technically like completely butt naked besides the bathrobe. Sitting in a lawn chair with a stand that said hot Kool-Aid for $14. Needless to say, he made nothing. Now there's one last one on it. There's one last story. That way I strike an even number. And this story is also Benjamin Smith. These are just two comedies to make you laugh. Actually, I'll be doing a funny fuck scene story. Again, this one will not be canon. This one I wrote. Okay? This is not canon, so don't quote. So this isn't part of the real fuck scene stories. But sit back, relax, and enjoy anyway. So a security guard named Jeremiah was chilling out, relaxing, watching the monitors. When all of a sudden, he saw Dustin appear. He put on a Foxina mask. And he said, "Oh, hey Foxina. Oh, hey Dustin, hey. Your voice is a little more manly today. Not feminine at all. Oh, I just had a voice change. You know, a new tryout. You should use your old voice. Thank you, I'll keep that in mind. Anyway, we haven't seen the night guard around, have you? He's not wearing his suit again. Oh, well, you know him.
Yeah.
We'll find him eventually. It's just been kind of hard with that spare Foxina head he's been using. With all of our facial scanners and all.
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, he's not around here. So why don't you, security guard, I'm gonna wreck your face. Turned on the flashlight, hitting him in the eyes.
Oh, hey, Wolfie. You found the security guard?
Aye! That's the security guard right there. The security guard was lying back in his chair, waving, wearing the Foxina head.
No, that's just Foxina.
No, he's using that thing you know with the spare Foxina head. Mess with your facial scanners. A click. He flashed Wolfie in the face.
I'm gonna gouge your eyes out!
Wolfie, calm down.
No! I'm the only one in this darn place who can see through those spare heads he's using.
Flash.
If he's Foxina, why does he keep flashing that flashlight in my face?
Well, first off, Foxina's a girl. And second off, obviously you're scaring her.
Scaring her?
Flash.
Show them you're the night guard!
He said, aiming a pirate gun at the face.
That's a prop. Duh! You know what? Where's Foxina? There can't be two Foxinas in here, right? Foxina! Foxina!
I'm right here.
Now we got two Foxinas in the room.
Cool.
Dustin, oh my gosh, I will slap you!
What's going on? We're trying to find the night guard.
He's the night guard!
I'm pretty sure that's Foxina.
Oh gosh, dang it! You're Foxina!
Bunksy and started to walk away.
Where are you going?
Preparing the couch, you're sleeping there tonight.
What?
Okay, listen, Wolfie, said Dustin. I don't know what's so confusing about this.
Dustin, listen!
Oh, wait a minute, what time is it?
Hi, fellas.
Ah, Chesley, what time is it?
It's 5:59.
5:59?!
Tore off the mask.
It be the night guard!
The night guard batteries. He tried to flash his flashlight again. It didn't work.
No, guys, look, I'm functioning, okay? Oh, gosh! Ah!
Dung, 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 dung. Dung, 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 dung. The bell to mark the end of his shift chimed at 6 a.m. right before the hook went into the security officer's eyes. The security officer was happy. He then threw up because the breath of the animatronics was horrid and rancid, like rotting skunk flesh, to put it bluntly. Now, the last story that I'm going to tell, because I don't care if it's strike even number or not, I'm also going to tell another story that I think I told before, so it'll strike it even after this. This one is known as Night 4. There's this young child, name of William Apton, in his room. He puts stuff on his face to cut down the glare of the flashlight, and is ready to survive one scary night when the broken down animatronics follow him home. Again, not Clem. Kenny. He heard breathing outside his door and found out it was Dustin.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
After he heard that, he slammed the door shut and locked it. Then, as he was sitting down looking from door to door, he saw something in his closet. And he opened the door and shunned the light.
Ah!
Said Wolfie.
Oh!
He said again. He flashed him again.
Ah!
Then he shunned the light again.
Go away, gosh dang it!
Said Wolfie. So he shut the closet door and then tied it tight with the zip tie. That's when he heard another noise. Footsteps behind him. Then a hair clipper. He turned around angrily and saw little Foxina plushies sit next to him. One of the plushies threw the clipper in front of another one and then pointed to him. The kid immediately broke that plush toy. That's when he heard party noises coming from another room. Foxina, 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 Foxina. Hear them singing. And he settled at the party and he just waited them out in his room. Then he heard a bass guitar, an electric guitar, and a drum kit going off outside his room. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. What was that? He thought to himself. Hold on! He heard from outside the door and he looked. It was Foxina. It was Wolfie. And it was Chelsea. Shut up, I got this, Wolfie said. Wolfie, stop. Hold on, I got this. Stop, Wolfie, just stop, said Dustin as he came out of nowhere. Why? You're garbage, Wolfie, you're garbage.
Yeah, that was pretty much garbage, said the boy.
You just don't have good taste. I'm at least decent.
You can't hide from the truth.
Oh yeah, we know you can't hide from my fist in your face, which is where I'll be soon.
Really?
I don't know. Garbage! Then he looked at the clock that said 5:57.
Almost over.
Hi there, child. It's me.
Who are you exactly?
Wolfie's sister? From Fright Night? Can we make a video one day?
Yeah, you could, I guess, but, oops, the story series just died. No more videos.
Oh.
Look, kid, I know you have the Wi-Fi password.
I don't know.
Just say it. Okay, go punch yourself in the face, you loser.
I both hate you and respect you right now.
That was a good comeback.
As will you come back.
It was short, direct, and so painful.
You kind of gave permission, though.
I know. But that come back, I'm proud of you. Just for that, I'm gonna protect you tonight. I don't want your protection. Go away and die or something.
I love this child. He's a keeper. For that, I'll do what he told me to do.
Kiss up.
He's annoying sometimes.
You have no idea.
And that was the end of it.
Now, the last story. I think I told you this one before. It's 30 years. So, no, not 30 years. It's a comedy. This was actually the third or second one in the series, so I'm telling them out of order. One day, who knows, I might tell them all in order. But I'm going to tell this story anyway. Even if I have told before, you guys will like it, so whatever. The seeker was watching the cameras when he saw Dusty. He got up fast and started typing stuff in. Make a child sound to keep them, to keep that robot away.
Hi, hello, ha ha ha. Hi, hello, ha ha ha. Hi, hello.
Out of service. Please reboot.
So he slid over to his computer and was going to reboot it.
Oh gosh, this takes a while.
Oh gosh, dang it.
He said, and he saw him.
Dusty. Looking at it through the window.
When I'm done with you, your face will like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Hi.
Okay, I'm gonna go find that child, and then I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, bye, happy travels.
Okay, let's see here. There was no child there. Double check.
Hi.
For you that don't know, he presses a button that makes a child sound. Then makes it come from another room. Dusty hates children and loves them at the same time. He wants to throw birthday parties for him so they'll never leave and then eventually get lost. So he does that sound to try to make him come closer to find them.
Look, man, I know you're messing with me. Where's that child? Where are you hiding him?
Dude, I don't know. It's just a... Hey, Wolfie's behind you. Wolfie?
Hello!
Hello, Wolfie.
Hi, Wolfie.
Hi, security guard.
Wolfie, don't talk to this guy. He's a jerk. Oh, profanity.
It's not profanity.
Profanity is where you... never mind.
Look.
He's having a child and he won't give me word. Do you know what that means?
No cupcakes? Kind of. It means we can throw a party for him.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Wolfie, you have to find him. He wants birthday cake.
I'll do my best, ma'am.
Stop reading fanfics, they're confusing you! I'm struggling, there is no challenge here.
You know, you just have to look harder, man.
Look, jerk, I'm coming in there!
Hi! But first, I'll have one last check to make sure that child really doesn't exist.
This job's a total joke.
What? Who the heck are you?
He said, seeing Foxina.
Hello.
You heard the security guard yell.
Now's my chance to catch him by surprise, said Dusty.
How about the... Boom! Oh, my freaking knees! Get crowbarred, son! Thanks for the crowbar, Foxina. Foxina, what the heck?
I don't know, I'm bored.
Hey, Dusty.
What?
Do you hear that?
Dung, 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 dung. My shit's over.
Go kill yourself.
$11 right in my pocket.
Wait.
What?
You're getting how? You're being paid how much?
$11.
An hour?
No. For a week.
Second thought, don't kill yourself. I want to see you suffer.
They don't even give you free pizza.
Yeah. That's a sad part.
Oh, say community.
Never mind.
So, yeah, this is a story I'm going to tell. This is actually a real life experience. This actually happened to me in choir before I actually got to Singing Wars. Yeah, I was in music choir. So, my first teacher wasn't really that nice. Well, she was awesome once I learned how to sing. But most of the time, I just liked to goof off. Now, this wasn't the time, but I didn't sound like it either. So, we were singing. I think it was Forever God is Grateful, Forever God is Strong.
Forever you are grateful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever. Forever.
Beth then taught this. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever.
Like we were having a heart attack. And writhing like a woman in labor at the same time. So, eventually the teacher said, stop. Who's flat? She pointed a boy. You. Sing.
Forever God is faithful.
She went to the boy. You. Sing.
Forever God is strong.
Then she went to another. Then she came to me. You. Sing. And I sang. Stop! Blake, for the next song, don't sing. Now, I wasn't really that heartbroken about it, even though I love to sing. But see, I wanted to be a singer. That would have just ruined my life. Which, I can still be a punk singer. And I just realized I sound like a murderer in a, probably a horror movie. I'm guessing like a banshee or something when I did that. That voice I just did actually scared me. I'm actually scared. I'm not even freaking kidding. I'm serious. That voice I just did scared me. So, at least I'm doing something right. But yeah, that really hurt me. Then in art class, I remember I drew a picture of like a furry. I drew a picture of a furry. Because I'm interested in them. So I showed a person my design. And I'm like, so what do you think about him?
Oh, I hate it. But it's okay if you like that. People whose art styles is like that, instead of realistically, they still get really good careers later on in the future, someplace.
She said she hated it. I told one of my friends.
So yeah, I think some people just need to be laid back a little bit more, you know?
Then it came to the worst day of all time. The day I had YouTube taken away. So yeah, in my life, I would love to watch furries on YouTube. They were just, you know, it's just relaxing. It's like a stress reliever. I just loved watching furries on YouTube. I didn't know what the problem was. It wasn't hurting anyone. But my parents don't like furries for some bizarre reason. So they were like, we'll take away YouTube. Why? Because you're watching furries. And it's true, we never give you a warning that if you watched furries, you weren't gonna get YouTube. But we're gonna take away anyway, because we don't like furries, even though we didn't give you a warning. Or a reason, Mom, why you're not supposed to watch and look at furries. Or take away anyway. You could at least have given me a warning. Yeah, well, whatever. You'll get over it. Bummer. So yeah, I got you to take away without any logical reason given to me. Maybe because I loved watching furries so much that was like 99% on my watch list. But still, I don't see why watching mascots in costumes is a bad thing. That's kind of all a furry is a mascot for hire. What if I wanted to be a mascot, right? Which actually, I would probably do that. But I'll need to know how to dance and be funny like that. So technically, I was preparing for a career choice in the future, being a mascot. Have I told my parents this? No, but they probably won't like that. I want to be a mascot. It's weird, but hey. God gave us parents, so we have to obey them. Anyway, that's all for this video, everyone. Thank you for watching. If you liked it, punch them in the face like your boss. My voice is extremely abused right now for screaming a lot. But thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, punch them in the face like your boss. There's always high vibes all around. Thank you so much for watching. I have a headache, so I'm gonna put some eyes on my head and eat something. Anyway, if you like this video, press the button face like your boss, and the rest of that, high fives all around. Please leave a nice comment and review in the comments below. And remember to subscribe to Wolf Brothers. Landon, if you're watching this, please, right now, make a Star Fox fanfic. If you do, I guarantee you, you're going to get some watches. A lot of watches, too. So thank you for watching. If you liked this video, but again, post something with this on your boss, or do a Star Fox review, please do that, and remember to subscribe to my channel to become part of the Moonlight Madness. Become part of the nightmare. It's fun, it's harmless, and it's scary. Thank you for watching, man. I'll see you all next time.
Our next video!
And as always, everyone, please look in the shadows, because it's what's destroying you. Thank you, everyone, and good night. And of course, remember, have a howling good day.